Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Mike Houston, Navy veteran. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Veteran Day coming up. 219 texted in. Good morning. I was also in the Navy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service.
Chocks for tugs and ferries. Thanks, Lisa. You want to take Lisa up on what?
Chocks, ballards, cleats. They're okay. All on the pier.
All right. There you go. Well, thank you, Lisa, for listening and for serving in our fine Navy. So, Michael, so you came out of the Navy. Let's talk about how did you get into the roofing business? I know you want to talk about winterization. We could talk about that. But what made you go from the Navy into roofing? Or was there something in between?
I've worked for Lindholm Roofing now for 23 years, a little over 23. But I was working at an apartment complex out in Bensonville. And I was recognized by one of the owners at a company. And he asked me if I'd be interested in coming to try selling. And I showed up, and the rest is history.
You haven't, and they couldn't get rid of you.
They couldn't get rid of me. They've tried.
They've tried.
You've absolutely helped thousands of people. I mean, my family, I mean, you're the man.
It's actually fun. I really enjoy it. I really do. I like heights. I know that's kind of strange. climbing a ladder doesn't scare me. I've gotten into some precarious positions here and there.
Good for you.
At one time, the owners at a company wanted me to write some sort of a waiver. If I ever got hurt, I wouldn't sue them.
Yeah, going up on that icy pitched roof in the middle of winter, Mike, not a good idea. Our insurance won't cover it. So you got to sign this little form here. So let's talk about winter, right? So we're talking about Sarah. Both of your industries, both of your businesses are temperature specific.
Weather permitting. Absolutely.
Weather permitting.
Like Sarah said, the ground turns, it's mm-hmm. below 32 for 2 weeks in a row. You're done.
Done.
The ground is frozen. For us, obviously, you work above the ground primarily. We could work year round, but obviously the window's closing and weather is iffy almost every day. Last week, we had, 1-2 inches of snow?
Yep.
We lost a couple days. When it gets down below 20, I don't want to send my guys out.
Right.
Too windy.
Wind kicks up, right.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. It hurts. So we do a lot of work, again, year-round. The window's closing. We're still roofing this week, next week, last week. We're trying to tell people, let's get it done now, or let's wait till spring. Let the roof you have, if it's not leaking or if your gutters and downspouts are functioning okay, let them weather one more winter before your new roof weathers a winter.
Sarah?
So I'm thinking of getting new siding this spring. Would now be a good time to get an estimate, or should I wait to the spring for pricing?
Get the estimate now.
Okay.
Commit to whoever you decide to commit to, Lindholm Roofing, and do a deposit and save your price.
Okay.
That's another strategy that we're suggesting to people. If you do have an estimate, or you do want an estimate, or you know you're going to shop a roof or siding or gutters and downspouts, get an estimate now. Secure the price with a deposit, and you'll be good.
Are you still seeing the incremental increases that we saw during COVID?
Almost stupid.
It's still.
It is. 5, 10, 15%. We just had an increase in our PVC material, the Duralast roof. We just had an aluminum sheet metal price increase. We've had 2 or 3, maybe even 4 asphalt shingle price increases. The only thing that's come down since COVID are cedar prices.
Lumber.
Yeah. Lumber. Yeah, lumber. Cedar and lumber.
How ironic is that?
I
mean, they were charging what? It was $80 to $100 for a sheet of plywood back in the day?
We were paying, I'm going to say, close to $300 or $400 per 100 square feet of cedar roofing maybe 5 years ago. It got all the way up to around $1,300, $1,400 our cost.
Come on.
So that gets passed on to you. Remember when a sheet of plywood was almost $100?
Yeah. That's what I just said. Yeah.
Yeah.
A sheet of plywood is almost $100. Right now, that same sheet is $35, $40.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Almost $100. And now we're paying maybe $600, $700 for 100 square feet of cedar roofing. Wow. So it's halved.
10 by 10. I mean,
10
I went
by 10,
a,
one
I,
square.
A, yeah.
10 by 10.
Yeah. That's right here.
Yeah, that's it.
It's
yeah.
still a lot of money.
Oh, man.
And that's why cedar roofs are so expensive. A lot of.
Now, what would be the most cost-effective roof?
Sam? Asphalt.
Asphalt. Okay.
Asphalt shingle. Asphalt shingles are designed to last.
All right, we're going
to
take a quick break. Hold that thought. Because cedar might be cheaper in product, but it ain't cheaper to put up on your roof. So it's a lot more expensive. So let's talk about that coming back out of the break. And let's talk about asphalt, because you guys do that as well. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Hey, Ben, could you put like another email in? To try to get this rejoin cut down, like and just keep sending emails like every 5 minutes. Just send another email. Hochberg would like the rejoins cut down so he doesn't have to talk about it every weekend. All right, Ben, got that? I'll let you know in 5 minutes. Send another email. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. My sister-in-law is looking to replace her cedar shingles. That's a tough word. Start off. We'll edit that out. My sister-in-law is looking to replace her cedar shingles with fake cedar shingles. What do you think of these fake cedar shingles? The homeowner association is giving her a headache over these fake cedar shingles. Can you tell?
So you can tell. You have to look kind of close or be right up on it, but from a distance they do look very realistic.
Okay.
When we're talking about the fake cedar shingles, we're talking about, you know, like a plastic resin type material that's designed to last 50 years, has some fire retardation qualities to it, also has some hail resistant qualities to it in some cases. If it's a homeowners association, then it's likely that cedar's required in the entire, if you will, what neighborhood?
Uniformity.
I will jump in a minute.
Good, because a lot of manufacturers of these plastic cedar shingles, and it's not plastic, it's like a resin of some sort.
Composite.
They're going to the association directors and trying to switch them over because...
Cost?
Cost. It's a lot less. It theoretically will last a lot longer.
How long does a cedar roof last?
25
So twice years. As long.
Not even 25 years now, because they've dug deeper into the Canadian forest and they've harvested trees a lot sooner than they used to. They're also feeding the trees growth hormones, so you could actually see the grain is so much further apart on these cedar shingles than it was back in, gosh, turn of the century, and I'm talking about the 1900s.
All right, not to be funny here, okay, but you're talking hundreds, if not thousands, of acres of cedar forest.
Hundreds, if not thousands.
Okay, because I was a big fan of that logging show, right, when they were cutting the trees down, and those trees are 40, 50 feet in diameter. I mean,
they're big.
They're gigantic trees, okay? So how do you force feed fertilizer to trees in that large of an area?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how you can do it well. Look at the butt end of 2x4s and 2x6s. The butt ends, the grain is so much further apart now than it was, again, at turn of the century.
It's steroids like baseball. Mark Aguirre.
See, I look at different type of butts, but you look at butt ends of
wood.
That's a whole other story.
2x4s.
Right. That's whatever gets you going there, Mike. Okay, so we were talking asphalt, right? Asphalt roofs. You guys do asphalt driveways in addition to concrete, right?
Yes.
Cement goes into concrete. Where are you guys seeing the prices on that stuff?
It's a lot higher than it used to be. There used to be a more comparable cost difference where asphalt was extremely cheaper than concrete, but now not so much. Me and my dad were just talking at lunch this week that we had a driveway that was like $12,000 in asphalt and then $14,000 in concrete. What are you going to pick?
Concrete.
I'm going to pick the option with no maintenance, which is concrete.
Sure.
It's 100%. Easy. Yeah. So, and the asphalt season is coming to a close. The plants are open day by day. So we are not even excavating or beginning any projects like that right now, because we could tear out your driveway and the asphalt plant could be closed the next day.
Four new driveways in my small subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
I task a mailbox, but it feels more like Medina because the golf course is there.
Oh, yeah.
All concrete.
Good. Yeah. Lovely. I love that.
So when you put asphalt on a roof, it's in liquid form?
No, of course. Well, on a flat roof, it can be in liquid form, but that's kind of yesterday's technology, yesterday's methods. That's
okay.
But asphalt shingles obviously are formulated and cut and nailed on.
Right. Okay. No, asphalt shingles, but I thought you were talking like an industrial setting with the flat roof. You're coming in, the guys are lifting it up with the crane and pouring it and scraping it.
Poured asphalt roofing is, again, kind of yesterday's technology.
Okay.
Now it's more like sheets of rubber or PVC.
You need to tie it down, heat it up,
Heat it up, connect it with screws.
Interesting.
Maybe secure it down with a liquid adhesive, but not asphalt.
Interesting.
And do you service industrial and commercial clients?
Absolutely.
Amazing. That's awesome.
Look at all that we're learning today.
Wow.
What's your phone number? We got to hit a quick break.
It's 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337.